Boys, taking over this place will be a skate in the park. I'm in charge now, King Dudicus.
Oh, like, cool. Now I can go skate with the rest of my buds.
Oh, no, you can't. That's too much fun. As the new king, I proclaim Rhodopolis a no skating zone.
Skating? Whoa!
Bummer.
There you go, Sherman. Your new pen. Lots of space to run around. Okay, I get the message. Not enough room. Problem is, I don't have any more fence pieces to make it any bigger.
Hacker, alert! Hacker, alert! Hacker has taken the throne from King Dudicus. Need help, quick!
I'll be right back to fix your pen, Shermie. Make room for the master!
But, King Hacker, skating is what Rhodopolis is totally about, dude. It makes us happy.
Happy? You think I want you to be happy? So save your sob story, sappy. I'm the king, and I say no more skating.
Yay!
Woo-hoo! Cool.
Silence! I'll tell you when something is cool or not. How dare you ride a skateboard in my sight? Can't you read the signs?
This sight isn't yours, Hacker.
Your king days are over!
We're here to restore the throne to King Dudicus.
Like totally right.
Like totally wrong.
We're not leaving until you do.
Nobody tells the Hacker what to do.
Like, hey, dudes, why not settle this dispute the way we Radsters settle all disputes? With a skate-off!
Skate-off? Cool! Let's do it!
Matt!
What?
We can't all skate as great as you.
Yeah! What happens if we lose?
You guys worry too much. You're on, Hacker. Our team against yours.
I'm not doing any skate-off. I don't have to do anything but sit on this throne and give orders.
Then I guess you can kiss getting into the bad guy hall of shame goodbye.
What are you talking about, you silly-looking cyber turkey?
A true bad guy isn't afraid of anything. Think about him. Hargoth the Horrible. Stagora the Stingy. They never back down from anyone.
Well, that's true, boss. They didn't.
Nobody. Nothing.
And a skate-off it is.
If we win, you leave Rhodopolis and give the crown back to King Dudicus.
And if I win, how about this? You kids never return to cyberspace and interfere with me again.
Deal.
Matt, I can't believe you.
Okay, team, listen up. You need to practice your bunny hops, tail whips, ollies, nose grabs, whirlwinds, and soul grinds.
I can't do all those things.
Chill out, Inez. You ever seen Buzz in the lead skate? Ew.
The Didge is right. We've got this skate off in the bag.
We better measure how far it is around this practice field to make sure it's the same size as the skate off field. Can't trust Hacker, you know.
What's the rule book saying, Nez?
Let's see. The outside edge of an official skate-off field is 26 standard fence pieces around.
How many you got, Didge?
26 fence pieces around the outside!
Oh, yeah. And the field has to be a rectangle.
It looks like a rectangle to me. All right angles with two pairs of identical opposite sides.
That makes it official. Let's practice!
I told you I wasn't very good.
Welcome to the Way Cool Arena for the skate-off of the Cyber Century! This is Ole Noly, and we're in for a totally wicked one today! Team Hacker tearing it up against Motherboard's All-Stars! And what's at stake? Check it out! If Hacker wins, he keeps the crown, and the kids can never come back into cyberspace. If the kids win, Hacker leaves, and the crown goes back to King Dudikis! Before we get rolling, let's make sure this field is official. We've got 4 fence pieces on the 2 short sides to make 8, and 9 on the 2 long sides to make 18. For an official total of 26 standard fence pieces around the outside. That's perimeter to you, sports fans. So, now that we're officially official, let the games begin. Introducing Motherboard's All-Stars, Mac, Jackie, and Inez. And now, Team Hacker.
I can't wait to see this.
Edge, Brink, and Rim.
What happened to Buzz and Delete?
Oh, no.
This is not good. This is not good at all.
You two are pathetic.
It's time for round one. Jackie versus Brink on bikes. And Brink rides first. Whoa! He starts with a 360 tail whip. Brink segues into a back and forth frame stand. Poetry in motion. He throws in some bunny hops for good measure. And a giant peg grind along the rail for a fantastic finish. Judges, a perfect score of 10. What a way to start the skate off for Team Hacker.
Oh, what did I get us into?
I told you, Matt, you can't always jump into things. How can we beat these guys?
Come on, team, look alive. We practice, we know the field, nothing to it but to do it.
Didge is right, nothing to it but to do it.
Go get him, Jax.
Great.
The hack is the best in the neighborhood.
Jackie looks totally pumped. Oh, she's got a bunny hop going before she even hits the ramp. And she's off. A tricky but slamming steamroller, and she's out of the half pipe. And now, a no-footed can-can. Whoa, she can't make that turn in. She hits the wall and falls out. Oh, no. That is going to be costly. Judges? Oh, too bad. Only a 3 for the Jackster.
I never went out like that in practice. It felt like I ran out of room inside.
I smell a rat. Make that Hacker. Time out. Time out. Okay, what do we know?
We know that Jackie ran out of room inside the field, but why?
Maybe the hacker pulled the old switcheroo and changed the field.
If only there were some way to compare this field to the field we practiced on, maybe then we could figure it out.
They say a picture's worth 1,000 words. Be back in a flash, Earthlies.
I don't get it. only measured this field before the skate-off started, so we know they have the same number of fence pieces.
And it's a rectangle, so it's legal. Just like our practice field.
So what could Hacker have done to make it different?
Heads up, gang! I took a snapshot of the practice field and one of this field here, and guess what? The shapes are different, see?
Whoa, wait a minute. How is that possible? They have the same perimeter.
Yeah, the skate field looks narrower than the practice field.
But look at them. For some reason, the shapes are different.
That's why I fell out. The skate-off field was a shape I wasn't used to.
And you can bet your last fence piece the Hacker did that on purpose.
Fine. If that's the way he wants to play the game, I'll be ready.
Team Hacker is leading 10-3.
Time for round two. Edge versus Matt on skateboards. Edge, roll on down. Edge is running the reverse circuit, folks. She's opening her routine on the rail. A backside 5-0, what an awesome opener. And a double kick flip, sweet. Ooh, not the best of landings, but she caps it off with a solid blunt stall. Nice recovery. And now it's all up to the judges. 9 for Edge. And now representing Team Motherboard, the totally talented Matster.
Not so fast. Since my team is in the lead, I exercise my right to change the field.
You can't change the field now.
Oh, really? If you study the official skate-off rule book, it clearly states that the team in the lead can change the field at any time as long as the shape remains a rectangle and the perimeter is 26 standard fence lengths around the outside.
But that's not fair!
Fair? Of course it's fair! It's in the rule book. I'll just enter a few changes. And for once, I didn't make the rules. Much better.
Look what that cheetah did now!
He changed the shape and squeezed everything closer together.
Wait a minute. Maybe changing the shape of the field has changed the perimeter.
And that would be illegal, right?
Field check!
Hackerbackers, hackerbackers, sis, boom, bah! Hackerbackers, hackerbackers, rah, rah, rah!
Yay!
No doubt about it. The new shape is different. The sides are 3 and 10 now.
But it still has the same 26 fence pieces around the outside.
Maybe so, but it looks to me like there's a lot less room to skate in.
Well, I didn't plan my routine for a field shape like that. Oh, man. I really did it this time.
That doesn't mean you have to give up, Matt. Team Motherboard never gives up. Did we give up when Hacker stole the Sunosphere from Solaria? No! Did we call it quits when Hacker tried polluting Motherboard with cyberstatic? No! Did we throw in the towel when Hacker took marbles to Castle Blanca? No! And there's no giving up now, because when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. And we're tougher than that Hacker. So who's with me? Who's with me?
We are!
Gee.
Motherboard!
It's really tight in there, folks. Matt's hoping to ramp up Team Motherboard points. Wow! A wicked frontside flip over the rail, but he almost falls out. Too close to the wall, dude. A 270 nose grab, but he's running out of room on the landing. And another totally quick stop to save the routine.
He doesn't have enough room to maneuver.
A stalled invert. Totally hard. Followed by a kick and heel flip. That turns so tight. Ow! Totally on his back. But at least he stayed in bounds. Judges, a 7 for Matt, making the score Team Hacker 19, Motherboard's All-Stars 10, and only one round to go. How can the kids ever come back from this?
I didn't have enough space.
You ran out of room just like I did.
Give up yet, kiddies?
Never, Hacker.
If you feel so confident, why not raise the stakes?
Name it.
If you win, not only will I give this site back to the Radsters, I'll never take over another cyber site again.
What do you want if you win?
Ooh, the reward's quite small, really. I want her to be Team Hacker's cheerleader.
Me?
You can't go through with this, Inez. What happens if we lose and you're stuck in cyberspace forever cheering for Team Hacker?
Hacker, hacker, green of face, the meanest guy in cyberspace. Woohoo, yeah.
Ew! Ew! And double ew!
I don't know what to do. I want to help, but I don't want to work for Hacker.
Time's up, Tiny Tot. What'll it be?
Excuse me, what did you just call me?
Tiny Tot. You know, small potatoes, short stuff, small fry.
That's it, Hacker. You've got yourself a deal.
Totally. More at stake now, dudes and dudettes. It's time to skate the third and final round. And the team that's losing skates first in the final round. Inez, you're up.
Not so fast. Since my team is in the lead, I'm changing the shape of the field.
Not again!
Yes, again!
Look at the field! There's even less room inside than the last time!
But it's still 26 fence pieces around. I just counted them. So it's legal.
Time out! Time out! Something besides the shape is changing every time Hacker switches the field. And if we don't figure it out fast, Radopolis will belong to Hacker.
And so will I.
I got a plan. Squawk it!
Here, take the squawk pad.
Okay, here's the field I skated on. 4 fence pieces this side and this side.
And 9 fence pieces here and here.
For a grand total of 26 pieces around. The legal perimeter.
Now, let's check Matt's field. You know, it looks like maybe you did have less room inside than Jackie.
How could there be less room inside?
Room inside? That's it! What's inside is the area. We need to check the areas.
And areas mean squares. Try adding squares to the pictures.
Oh, man, look at that. 1, 2, 3, 4. Times 9. My field has 36 squares inside.
28, 29, 30. Hey, my field has 30 squares inside. No wonder I ran out of room.
This is unbelievable. Change the shape and the room inside changes too, even though the distance around the outside stays the same.
It's pretty amazing, but the pictures don't lie. Different shapes with the same perimeter can have different areas inside.
Come on! We have to figure out how much room I have to skate on.
Yours is 2 by 11, still 26 for the perimeter. What's the new area inside?
22 squares? That's 8 less than Matt had, and 14 less than you had to bike on, Jackie.
I'm afraid Hacker's changes don't give you much area to compete in, Inez.
No way Inez can win with so little room inside. She's bound to go out, bound to get a low score, bound to be cheering on Hacker for the rest of her life.
Coach, what do I do?
Well, let's see. You got a smaller field, less room inside. I don't know. Keep your trick small.
We're back! And ready for round 3!
Inez versus Rim! Does Inez totally have her work cut out for her? Or what? Not only is her team losing 19-10, but she has to skate against Rim, the top-ranked skater in all of cyberspace.
Okay, now remember, less area, less room, smaller tricks.
Got it.
You can do it, Inez.
Go get him, Nezzy.
Don't call me Nezzy.
She's ready.
And Inez starts off with a nice mini back scratcher.
Keep it small. Don't go wide.
A mini sound locale, controlled and away from the fence. Wicked! A mini whirlwind 720! A mini Tuck Nolly!
Oh, you're the girl! Girl.
Yeah, you're the girl!
She's running out of steam. Oh, but she finishes the move! A totally heroic skate!
Way to go, Inez!
You're the best!
Totally awesome!
Totally small.
It's a perfect score of 10! A 10! A 10! Motherboards All-Stars lead 20-19 with Rim to skate.
This is terrible, boys!
Save your breath. All Rim has to do is get a 2 and we win. Get him, Rim!
Not so fast, Hacker. Since our team is in the lead, we get to set the field.
I protest. Look at the area inside. It's way too small. That field is illegal.
Okay, like, I'll be the judge of that. Like, it's legal, Green Dude. 26 fence pieces around.
That can't be!
Perimeter and area back at you, big boy. Same distance around, different space inside.
No!
It all comes down to Rim. He just needs 2 points. But look at that field. Can he do it? Makes the final score 20-19. Motherboards All-Stars win. They win. We win.
We did it.
I believe this is like mine. And as king, I declare that skating is cool again. And the first to skate is Hacker.
No, wait. You can't do this. Do you know who I am?
Same number of fence pieces, same perimeter, just reshaped it to give you more room. More area. Totally rad, huh, Shermie? Skate on, dude.